The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? The Thanksgiving week version of Crosstalk Unhinged. We will hopefully keep Yurko out of the deep lunge position. During the next half hour.
I don't know. He's watching soccer, so he might start spanking
and
it.
Eating chicken pot pie from Potbelly once again.
Chicken pot pie soup.
Soup.
There are two things Yurko likes spanking it to, the weather and soccer. So I don't know.
And soup.
That's and right. Soup. A good bowl of soup sometimes. You never know.
That's what I like.
He's very distracted.
It's not a two-soup day.
Last couple days for sure.
Well, yesterday I'm asking him a question. He's looking up.
I'm out.
His mouth was open. He's watching the game.
Yeah, I processed it, though.
And I'm like, Yurk, what's the coach supposed to do? And he's like,
kick the field goal, Carm.
It's so great.
That's what I went with. Kick the field goal, Carm.
Were you impressed by what you saw from the U.S. team yesterday?
Yeah, not the penalty. Okay. It was okay. Yeah.
The penalty was horseshit. That, like, you can't
I'm not
going to
lie. I haven't seen them play at all, but I was not impressed.
I thought they had a great first half.
My favorite.
They possessed
Waddle doesn't
the ball.
Know anything about the soccer team, and he was breaking it down. He's like, I haven't seen them play at all. Not impressed. No,
but I can tell whether or not somebody's good with ball control.
Right, and they
the
did
visual,
have it. The first
visual
half,
and everything.
What did I tell Carmen when they scored the goal? Whatever you do, don't park the bus.
Right.
You know, whatever you do, don't park the
keep
bus.
Keep playing.
Quit being, And they had some chances on the counter, but you've got to be clinical in your counter.
Let's get back to the deep lunge. Are we going to break down the ball control, really?
I would just say that the penalty was bad. That's it. You can't make that kind of play when an offensive player has his back to the goal. That player's not in a – that's called a non-threatening position. You can't commit a penalty like that. They had that game won, you guys. Yeah. Like,
and he went right through Bale.
And he went right through him.
How many of those has Bale drawn in the course of a lifetime?
I mean, maybe you're right. Like, he's so good at it. But, like, you have to be smarter to know that. Gareth Bale at that moment is not a threat. He's not a threat.
Right. Your defenseman cannot go to the ground.
No.
That's what you need to know. You're not going to the ground.
It's terrible. So,
can I tell you that everyone loved last week? I came across so many people via text, via in person. Whether it was on our event and all everyone, last week's Unhinged, top notch.
Our boss, Keith Williams, our marketing.
I have not heard from him. Did he enjoy it or did he think it was over the top?
He ducked his head into the office one day late last week. Maybe it was Friday morning because I'm always here early on Fridays and Keith's here very early. And he ducked his head in the office and he said, "Last 2 weeks of Unhinged," and he just gave the thumbs up. And then he said, "Let's hope our human resources person never finds out about the podcast." And he walked out.
Daphne, of course.
Daphne's in our home office, up in Milwaukee.
She's a Packer fan.
And he said, "Yeah, she is. She's a diehard. She loves Yurko, so maybe we'd get away with it." He said, let's hope Daphne never gets wind of this. And he just gave me the thumbs up and he walked out. That was it.
Like, Yurko, that's the beauty of Yurko. Yurko's a chameleon where. You can change. Isn't that the reptile that can change colors and fit in anywhere?
Yes.
So when Yurko is around corporate people, he could become beloved and can blend in to the situation.
It is amazing.
And really, like in a union meeting,
I'm adaptable.
You can kiss some ass when you're
and then he'll slide. He's wearing glasses right now. Yurko will slide the glasses down to the bridge of his nose. lower to make him look a little more studious.
A little distinguished, you know?
Yeah.
Like he knows a thing or two, which he does.
Mike Thomas was bewildered when we had contract negotiations.
He's like, who the fuck is this guy?
He goes to me, who's the company? Because I refer to the company, you know, in this situation. Well, the company does have certain rights in this situation.
Yeah, who's the company?
He's like, who the fuck is the company? Well, you're the company. You're the company. I go, you know where we're at, right? I says, we're not at a hockey game having a good time drinking beers. I go, we're
it seems like kind of a common thought.
We're in contract negotiations here. So, I mean, I got to refer to you as the company.
Yeah.
The rest of the way.
Chameleon. Yeah.
He's the best.
Well, he's a fucking chameleon.
It's a good way to describe him. It's another sobriquet for him.
Well,
Yurko the chameleon.
This is in place because of a, what is that? The internet side letter that has hamstrung us for the better part of 20 some odd years.
Here he goes. The internet side letter.
Crazy.
He could go from a deep lunge thinking about the weather person to then into talking about the company negotiating for the best. go into contract negotiations with our boss for the best of the union.
He could start
haggling
over 401k contributions.
If you were only one-dimensional and all you did was deep lunge and jerk it, then it would be a pretty empty life.
It'd be true. Over.
You know? Yeah.
Would it though?
I don't know. After a while.
All right for a little bit.
Tired. You get sick of your little friend, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, maybe.
Every once in a while, you need a partner, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Or somebody else to handle
it's a good, it. It's a good point. A little, have somebody else touch it for a change.
Yeah.
Not bad.
You just switch hands.
You could do that. The stranger works.
Yeah.
It doesn't for me.
Oh, sure.
It never...
Sit on it. Let it fall asleep.
It doesn't. None of that has worked.
Close your eyes.
The red-handed.
No. How about the reverse grip?
No.
Nah, I've tried
none
that.
None of it has worked.
I don't know why that would make it feel any better.
That doesn't work. How about sticking a finger up your ass at the same time?
Different.
Why not that, Sylvie? Try that.
Yep.
Different positioning of the fingers and different pressure points.
Okay. Try that out.
Definitely do not send this to HR.
No, don't do it.
Oh, you don't ask for permission. You just ask for forgiveness.
That's it. We learned that lesson a long time ago.
I'm so sorry.
I had to apologize to Danny Zetterman, our content director, because I said masturbation on the air. And he said, you probably. I said,
on
well,
the
that's,
air?
Yeah. He said, because I thought
that's a medical term.
That's a medical term. Yeah. And Danny was like, yeah, you're right, so it's probably
is
okay.
Is it medical or is it just them?
Let's probably not
used.
Say it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's
how did it come up?
We were talking about the anniversary of this, the greatest Seinfeld episode ever. It ranked number one.
The contest. Yes.
And I had said, when we were talking about it on the air last Thursday, I think it was, I said, you know, the show was about when Kramer and George and Elaine and Jerry decided to have a contest as you go along without masturbating. And Black and Abdallah and Yurko, nobody dumped it, but they were like, oh, you can't say that. I'm like, well, really?
Is it safer to say masturbation or bopping the bishop?
I think it's safer to say masturbation.
Waxing the dolphin. Polishing the porpoise.
Roughing up the suspect.
Right. You know
cuffing
what I'm
the
saying?
Carrot.
Pulling it's the goalie. Same.
Sanding the banister.
I'm just asking, what's safer?
Jerking off.
Or for the young lady working the man in the canoe, you know?
Well, that's for a woman, yeah.
Yeah, for a woman. I said from the other end.
Playing
working
with
the man
in the canoe.
Stirring the macaroni.
Yeah, stirring
you know?
The macaroni.
Just all types of
finger soup.
It's three finger soup.
Three singers.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, wow. Two Jesus. Finger soup.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what Tom
she's
is.
She's experienced.
Depends on how big your, hands are.
I mean, wow.
Two finger soup, really, three finger soup.
And I'm like, I'm going... Okay, let me see. Oh, okay. Like I don't
know. I might have been a little.
I think all of it was
the Majora Minora Symphony.
Was not allowed with the previous regime.
No, yeah, that's
again.
We would have been in trouble.
I think here you say it and ask for forgiveness.
But you know who used to use that term a lot is Mac.
What masturbation?
Because what did he used to call what we do for a living?
Pulling a goalie.
Oral masturbation.
Yeah, but not what
mental masturbation.
Something verbal masturbation.
Verbal masturbation.
He used to say that all the time on the air.
Yeah, he did.
That what we would say on the what we would do on the air arguing about sports is just verbal masturbation.
That's a great way to put it actually. And say that's a fine term to use. It's a clinical
term.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah. Danny was cool with it. He was. I did.
Fucking cock doesn't work.
No, that I wouldn't say.
It doesn't.
That's not going to work, Tom.
No, but like masturbation, why wouldn't you say penis?
Yeah, you
should be
penis.
Able to say vagina.
100%.
Titty. No,
Whale's
I mean
vagina.
Breasts.
I'd stay away from both of those, maybe. On the
breast,
air?
I guess.
Breast.
Why wouldn't you be able to say breast?
Nice hot batch of man juice on a girl's titty. Oh, that's probably something that you can't get away with.
Would you think we'd maybe cross
How do you feel about this one right now? Merk, how you feeling back there?
Johnny, you may have to go in professor mode.
You want an executive producing credit for this one? You want? Can we put your name on this one?
Yeah, Merk puts. Merk wants his name on.
It's like he's doing adult film, but he's got like a handle, you know, like Seymour Butts.
Yeah, Merk.
He's not putting his real name down there. He's putting some buck naked.
Who's our guy we golfed with, York, the director? What was his name?
Will Ryder.
Will Ryder.
Yeah. Will Ryder.
Dick Handful.
Fantastic. Will Dick Handful.
Three-time AVN award winner, also in all three adult film Hall of Fames.
We played golf
with Will Ryder's done some stuff.
Why are there three?
Well, I don't know. There's different.
Is there an amateur? Is there a college? There's a pro?
Let's be fair. Why are there a number of different sanctioning bodies for boxing? The WBC, the UBC, the ABC, all of them. There's a ton of bouncing councils that are out there.
That's fine. Is there one boxing hall of fame? Why can't there be three? Boxing hall of fame? I don't know if there are or they're not.
I don't know. I have no idea.
There's got to be a hall of fame.
But there's a few of them, and he's in all of them. He's one of the few. Good old Will.
So he's been recognized for his dedication to the craft.
I don't know.
Well, one is the AVN, the Adult Video News Awards, and their Hall of Fame.
Adult Video News
Awards. Yeah. Well, you've never seen
Adult Video News.
HBO.
Let me break in with some top-notch news here.
It's a more of a periodical and now online report.
Johnny broke a record for most oral sex scenes.
I think Nina Hartley is like the president.
Oh, really?
Of the AVN.
No, the president is Willy Fistergash, actually. I don't know.
Might be. German.
Hugh Jasshole.
He was born in Mannheim, came over to the States when he was young.
I think Nina might be the president of that one.
Yeah, Nina Hartley's been around for an extended period of time.
Is she now doing grandma videos?
Yeah, she does like GILF videos.
Yeah.
Right, oh yeah.
A little too much.
Oh, good for her.
I can't get into GILF videos, I'm sorry.
How about GILF?
One day you will.
Really? No.
One day you will.
No, not for me. And Nina was a beautiful woman, but nope.
You know,
pass. Hard
you
pass.
You know, Mr. DeFalco, the market's been tough, and I really got to move this home.
No. Nope.
Is it okay if I just slob your bob?
Nope.
Make things
happen? Well, listen.
How am I going to make ends meet, Mr. DeFalco, if you don't buy this house?
That's right.
No realtor porn with GILFs.
You know, John Holmes has been here.
No chance.
He posted a sign.
No, Nina's not that old, is she?
Oh, yeah. Nina's up there, dude.
John Holmes, that's going back to the 60s.
I bet you she's 60-something, Nina Hartley.
Let's get some bets here.
I bet you she's in her 60s.
You might be right.
60 to 65 for Nina Hartley.
I bet you she is in her 60s. You're probably right about that.
60 to 65.
63 years old.
Yeah. Boom. So would she have been making movies with Holmes, though? I guess she could have.
Right there, right at the end, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Merck just walked out on the production.
Here's your picture of her now.
Very uncomfortable.
She looks very professorial, you know what I'm saying? Like a professor.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Do you want an A in this class, Carmen? You're not much of a journalist.
No.
And your radio career will never get off the ground if you don't take care of Mama.
Mama Hartley. Am I just watching the porn or am I in it all of a sudden? I don't get it.
She was married to Ernest Green.
Now you've been the executive editor of Hustler's Flash. Would you ever watch the adult film to put yourself in this scenario?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what would it take for you to be in one? There's no money.
If
you gave me $1 million, sure.
Where would Karen, where would she have to improve?
She'd be directed.
For $1 million? Yeah.
Would she say yes?
$1 million is a lot of money.
A little 3-inch you're working, Karen.
But it would be out there, and like people would consume it. Every time you would tweet about the Bears,
that's true.
People would respond with a clip to you.
And then you would respond with just the picture of someone going, you know.
Why is the silkworm so soft? Come on now, Carm. Get it going. Get motivated.
It might be tricky. I don't know.
I was going to ask you guys, what if you had any great Thanksgiving Day plans, but all of a sudden Nina Hartley and GILF movies became the topic of conversation.
And my sister and mom and a niece, they're all cooking. They're doing the cooking, so it's going to be good.
Nice. Let me ask you this about Thanksgiving. Are you guys now, because I have switched, I've made the switch, are you guys more Wednesday evening drinkers or Thursday both. Thanksgiving
yes.
drinkers.
Yes.
Both. So
yes.
you guys,
yes.
you guys, like, if you had to make a choice.
Well, like this year, because I'm coming in to do the gambling show with Mike early Friday, I probably won't go nuts on Thanksgiving night. But if I had no responsibilities the next day, I'd probably say both, but maybe even more so on Thanksgiving. I might lean a little bit more towards Thanksgiving.
Well, I've got nothing going on Friday.
I know. Although I'm going out, I think, to get a few cocktails with some buddies tomorrow night. We are going to go and...
As am I. I'm going to Dino's over right by Marion Catholic High School to start, but I'm not going to drink
Wednesday
heavy
night.
There because I'll still have
what do they
car.
Call that?
Hell Wednesday.
It used to be one of my favorite drinking nights of the year.
I used to go out every year for
but
that.
I'll have my car at that point, so I won't go crazy. I'll have a couple, and then I'll drive back, and then I'll dump my car, and then it's time to go get stupid. I mean stupid.
Yeah, you know what?
Do you still get stupid?
Yeah,
where,
I still
like,
throw
you have a really
up
bad
every
hangover?
Blue moon.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. So wait, you're gonna drop your car off and then go back out on Wednesday night?
I'll drop my car off and there's a DD and he'll handle the rest
and
of
then
the
go back out. Yeah, that's
night.
Good. Yeah. Smart.
Hell yeah.
That's the way to do it.
And then get so drunk that I vomit.
I'll probably get home after all the festivities on Thursday. Watch the night game, which I think is Vikings. Why am I blanking on
Vikings
it?
Patriots.
Vikings Patriots. Watch the Vikings and Patriots. Drink some wine, but not go nuts. Just sort of watch, do a little work.
Yeah.
Drink some wine, go to bed. That's it. That's I love Thanksgiving.
Do some work.
We're taping
Why don't you just
Friday.
Take the show from home?
I like
Friday.
Leftovers, so I'll take as
Me
much
too.
Leftovers as I can from my mom's house.
Oh yeah.
And I look at the boy. I said, boy. This is what we're going to have for the next 3-4 days.
Just the boy or the boys?
I said boy.
Oh.
That's Jakey.
Oh, okay.
My boy.
Where's
Nico?
He goes
over at the X's place.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
They split up.
I told you we had the Mexican standoff a couple of years ago. We didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, but I didn't know
what's the Mexican standoff mean? Yeah. It just means that you didn't agree and you drew the line in the sand and it was over.
Right.
That's it. We didn't come to fisticuffs.
Did anybody get
or
shot?
Anything. No, nobody got shot.
Movies?
No fisticuffs, no nothing. Just a disagreement over some principles. And if you don't like it here, you can go. Well, he packed up and he left. I said, well, hot damn, look at that.
Responsible for one less.
Yeah,
the boy
every
is
blue moon.
Determined.
Oh, I thought you
every
were
blue
just...
moon, the extra room gets. Thanks for sending him over.
I thought you.
I didn't send him. He left.
I thought you meant you just. They split up on Thanksgiving. He's gone out of the house now, huh?
Yeah, I think
a couple
I did
years
know that.
Ago.
Yeah, a couple years. He's been living. I did know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then my daughter came home last night from college.
Nice.
So
did mine. I picked
her
up from the airport.
Right?
Good to have them back.
Week. Yeah. So everybody's back. So we start with Thanksgiving at my mom's house, and the kids will stay. We eat early. We're early eaters.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
3 o'clock for us.
3 o'clock?
Well, we eat twice, which I hate.
Well, we
I'd
eat
rather
twice.
Focus on one meal.
I eat twice, too.
You do the two family thing?
Yeah, because we do two, and it sucks.
12:30.
I put the kibosh on that the first Thanksgiving we had.
12:30 we eat.
Wow. So we'll probably eat around that time and then again at like 5:30 at my sister's.
And I tell my kids, don't fill up. I said, I'll take plenty of food. Yeah. Don't fill up here. That way they can go over to her mom's house and they can eat a little bit too.
Yeah.
Because my mom's food's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it is.
Her mom's food's pretty good.
So that's when you have two good meals.
I told them, I go, just don't kill yourself here because you don't want to go over there and eat nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's
Will you pass out early on Thursday after eating twice?
No. No, I only eat once because I eat that day, and then I'll have a little bit before I go out. But then I go out for the evening to watch the games.
You know,
and there's still bars open on Thursday.
Yeah. Really?
Well, sure,
oh,
the bars will open,
especially with football now.
Oh,
they all open. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They will.
We'll go over to one of the local pubs and, you know.
You talked me into drinking both nights because I used to drink Wednesday night and get hammered, and then I would never drink on Thursday.
Oh, that's
you should
silly.
You should drink to where
Any
you enjoy yourself Wednesday, but don't get hammered.
That's
and
what
then
I will.
You
because,
can still,
because now I need to on Thursday because I can't get through the dinner sober.
Yeah.
Because there's too much shit going on.
Yeah.
There's too many, like, whether it's my sister and her husband
and the in-laws.
And right, my mother-in-law, my mom.
Is that Fireman Frank?
Stop it.
No. Okay, I didn't know how that ended.
But that was a whole other thing.
I didn't know how that ended.
Remember when Frank tried to take Sylvie's pie, I think.
Right? No, they didn't show up with one.
Oh, he didn't show up
They showed up with three different pies except the fucking pecan.
Oh, man.
Get out.
The all-time greatest.
Well,
they bring French silk, cherry, and apple, and they didn't bring your pie.
I don't think my mom listens to this, but I don't want to risk it because there's another in-law story that I'd like to get off my chest soon.
Why?
But I can't. I don't. I don't want to do it now.
Why?
Pick the right time. Don't do it. If you feel it's wrong, don't do it.
You know, and I've gotten in trouble for the remember the Mason party story?
Oh, yeah.
Got me in trouble with Deerfield.
Oh, yeah.
I got my wife in trouble.
What happened? School district?
I actually got a call. Remember back in the summer. Do you remember about the party and everything like that?
Sure. What about it?
I got a call from the Deerfield Police Department over that.
What'd they have?
Do you know the school? Do you know the school?
Somebody dropped a deuce somewhere? What happened?
Do you know how every school district has like a police person?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
She called me.
A dear officer.
And saying that, you know, the family complained saying that some of the callers on the air crossed the line. In a threatening way.
You were inciting a riot.
Yeah, in a threatening way.
All over a fucking kid's birthday party. You believe it?
And it was just a bet, you know, but...
Right, yeah, but the people...
And I had to talk to the dad, and that was... Yeah, I learned a lesson there.
Pain in the ass.
But this is... There's some drama involving something coming up in the family that I'm not too keen on.
You can't handle your business in that regard? I mean, as far as...
It's not my business,
tell people to complain. Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Oh,
that's how it works.
Okay.
In family.
Oh,
you got something? Come to me.
This isn't my business, though.
I think that's an issue, then I'll be able to address it.
I'll bring this up in a future episode.
I think if they're full of shit, I'm going to tell them they're full of shit.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's a tease for an upcoming Unhinged.
I got you. I can't wait to hear it, man.
I can't wait to hear it.
Now, don't fucking tease it now and then fucking refuse to talk about it when it comes up.
Who am I?
All right, you're Sylvie.
I don't refuse to talk.
Sylvie.
I mean, when my wife shits the bed. I talk about when I shit my pants.
The Deerfield police got you hiding in your basement, it sounds like.
No, that's not true.
Well, listen, when the police call, all of a sudden, you better start taking it easy. Oh,
better get nervous.
Well, yeah, I don't want to. You
don't have disclosed.
That's why I'm friends with all the cops.
Me too. Like,
really?
I'm very friendly with the police department. Very, yes.
Yeah, but when the police call and say, hey, listen, you guys are crossing the line, that's no joke. You don't start fucking around with that. Come on.
You don't want calls from your police department.
No, of course not. I don't care how friendly you are with them.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, who's doing the legal activities, guys?
There was no doubt that it crossed a line when it happened, if you remember.
Who?
The whole thing unfolded, it was, you might not remember, you might not know what we're talking about. But
it was a story.
I think there were probably a couple of callers that took it too far.
Yeah.
Probably
we're shouldn't talking about throwing eggs at the house or busting up their party.
That's not.
Yeah, I got you.
It went a little haywire.
Has your house ever been egged?
No.
I have. My house
has been egged when I was a kid.
Things get egged. You know, people do
Yeah, but stuff. not in like a six-year-old or seven-year-old.
No, that's a little early. But, no, there were some parties across
Gideon
the street.
Gideon threatened to bring over, like, a whole motorcycle gang.
I mean, Gideon.
We
saw Gideon. When did we see him? I think we saw him in Edison Park like 2 weeks ago when we were
with his motorcycle.
We saw Gideon. No, he didn't. I don't think he had his motorcycle. I don't know. But yeah, he can't be threatened.
Doesn't he have a sidecar with it too?
I think he might.
A motorcycle with a sidecar.
He does have a sidecar.
He took Abdallah for a ride recently.
Cato's in it.
Unbelievable.
Cato's.
Not Cato, but it's Cato Gatlin.
No.
It's actually Cato Gatlin.
You mean Cato from the Green Hornet?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
who was played by Bruce Lee.
Yes, he was.
In the original Green Hornet. Yes. Did you know that it was played by Bruce Lee?
No.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee played Cato.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood goes back and revisits the scene from that movie. That movie was so good.
Love it.
But weird.
Most people had no idea really what it was all about.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, not everyone is.
About the Manson murders.
Right.
Yeah. Well, once you hear Sharon Tate, it should have been kind of a...
Yeah, but, like, I don't think everybody was totally...
I guess we're old, too.
Yeah.
You say that to a young person now, they probably would have no idea.
What
Helter
this
Skelter,
about.
We knew about growing up.
They probably have no idea.
But it was such a well-acted movie on so many fronts.
Son of Sam. So good. You know, all the stranglings and the serial killers.
Yeah. Like
back when they were identified, you knew who they were.
By the way,
they don't share that information anymore. Please keep everything close to the vest.
We don't want to cause a panic. 8-year-old birthday
party. They don't want to cause a panic, you know?
Circling back to the porn conversation really quick.
okay.
Merck, sorry. Did you hear about... We told this story yesterday, Waddle, on the air. Did you hear about what happened at the Vikings game? that they were doing the salute to servicemen.
Yeah.
And Meller had this
story. Yeah, Meller had this story.
How did I miss this?
I don't know who this famous porn guy is.
Some porn guy, but he was dressed in military gear.
And he's done many different roles in his porn life.
Hmm.
And so you had to, like, tweet the Vikings using the hashtag, you know, salute to service or something like that. And
people recognized him?
Yeah.
Was it the great Randy West?
And it was a touching kind of...
A touching tribute. My brother is serving and blah, 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 blah. And then it was a famous picture from a porn with this guy, a famous porn star dressed in camouflage.
In military. Somebody used the wrong B-roll.
Here it is. I got it right here. It's a picture of the guy.
Who is it?
What's his name? Hold on.
Peter North.
No, it's not Peter North. It's not that old.
Jules Jordan.
Says, this is my cousin Joel, who served in the Army. He's always been an inspiration and someone I look up to for his heroism. He's also a huge Vikings fan. Hashtag Skull Salute. And it's this picture of a guy who obviously
Who's the guy?
I'm not sure. Do you know who that is, Johnny?
No, not offhand.
No.
But he's won a number of AVN awards.
Johnny Sins.
I don't know him.
Johnny Sins.
So it's a picture of a guy.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And they posted it in like... And then so, like, everyone's like, oh, the Vikings got caught. You know who's going to, in my opinion, who's going to get got is the fucking guy who did this as a joke. You talk about karma catching up to you.
Right.
Like that fucking guy. Like, this is a tribute to all the
servicemen.
You can joke around, but this is a tribute to all the great servicemen and women of this country.
What if Ashton Kutcher came out and said, you've been poked? Dude. I mean, come on now.
That's fucking hilarious.
On Military Appreciation Day?
That's a
shot below the belt.
That's quite laughable.
Somebody
like Meller was ripping Vikings personnel. Like, you, how the fuck is Viking personnel going to screen, is this guy a porn star? No, who would know?
You blame whoever did it, of course. Like, nobody's going to be able to just know going through all those pictures that, there's Johnny Sins.
Now, maybe if it was Wood.
I mean,
if they sent out a picture of Wood sitting on the bed with his cock out, different story. Well, shame on the Vikings.
If you put nudity up on the big screen, that's on the Vikings.
This is my cousin.
That's classic fucking
juvenile. Here he is in the barracks.
Sophomoric hijinks.
Yes.
It's kind of funny, but don't do it on Salute to Service Day.
Yeah.
Save that for a different day, maybe next time. I don't know.
That sounds like something Johnny Knoxville would pull off, you know?
Bam
Mangera, you know, those guys back in their prime.
Oh, yeah. All right. What are you guys hard for?
Now they're over.
I'm hard for Thanksgiving dinner.
Me too, man. I'm hard for sweet potato pie.
Oh, pecan pie
this
for me.
This is one of the best weeks of the year. Short week of work.
Fucking great.
Family get together.
A lot of football. Yurko pinned me as a mashed potato guy. Give me the stuffing.
Yeah,
give me all the stuffing.
Stuffing. Like a tater guy.
Mashed potatoes and stuffing.
I'm more stuffing, homemade cranberry sauce, obviously. Turkey, sweet potato pie, maybe a nice vegetable. Everything on the plate at once.
A nice vegetable.
Yeah, you need a nice vegetable.
Are you having a good big glass of bourbon before or after?
I like to start the late morning, early afternoon with a wild turkey old-fashioned.
Nice.
Because why not? It's Thanksgiving. Got to have wild turkey. And then I'll drink wine with
dinner. Do the expensive wild turkey or the kind of the whale turkey?
I have all kinds of wild turkey. I'll use 101 for cocktails, yes, which is delicious.
Yeah, wild turkey.
You can light that shit on fire.
No, you can't.
No, not 101.
No, it's like
that.
128, maybe.
It's fabulous.
Guys, is there a good NFL game this weekend?
I think Dallas and the Giants is going to be okay.
Games, there's no
I think the Giants fucking suck.
I know, but I think we saw that finally. The Dallas Cowboys start fucking wrecking people's lives with their pass rush and Dak's
Patriots
playing well.
Vikings isn't bad.
It's okay. Now, if Christian Darrisaw doesn't play, it's not that good.
Yeah.
But look, like, here's a Sunday slate: Bucks and Browns. Bears and Jets with probably backup quarterbacks.
Right. Probably.
Bengals Titans ain't bad.
Bengals Titans is not bad. I agree with you.
Texans Dolphins.
Garbage.
Falcons Commanders.
Garbage.
Broncos Panthers.
Garbage.
Ravens Jags.
Not bad. Not bad.
Jags. Not bad. Jags are 3-7.
I know, but they're a plus in both yards differential and scoring differential. Like, you know, Trevor Lawrence is still fun to watch. Listen, sometimes.
I'd rather watch Detroit and Buffalo.
Yeah,
the early game on Thursday.
That may be one of the better games
over Ravens and Jags.
What else? Yeah, I think.
All right, but
listen to this.
I could see that.
Chargers, Cardinals,
right.
Raiders, Seahawks, uh-huh. Rams, and Chiefs.
Well, yeah. I mean, Raiders, Seahawks is not that bad.
Raiders suck.
Well, they're still a 4-win team.
3-7.
They're 3-7.
Saints and Niners. Like, the Niners are fun, but the Saints Niners are 4-7. It's Andy Dalton.
The Niners are good, boys.
Packers, Eagles, Sunday night may not be bad. I mean, but that's it. And then Steelers, Colts.
It's not a
Who
great
Who the fuck
slate.
Wants to see Steelers, Colts on Monday Night Football?
You guys are selling short
could be
Ravens,
the worst.
Jags.
I think
oh, bullshit.
I listened this morning to people bitching about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, I like Jimmy now. Jimmy's playing well.
I've always liked him.
I like Jimmy. I don't love Jimmy.
Well, you
listen,
don't have
Jimmy,
to
that Jimmy. Team, you listen, gotta like Jimmy.
Well, I love that team. I'll the tell you day, that. That team's legit.
The day Justin Fields becomes as good as Jimmy Garoppolo passing the ball,
I'd be pretty happy.
You'll have yourself a quarterback.
You just know with Jimmy
you've got
that
it.
He's going to make a mistake that you're going to have to overcome.
He didn't do it yesterday.
He didn't yesterday, no, but normally he does.
Into, now walking into the ballpark.
Arizona stinks.
Boy, does he
is he a handsome motherfucker.
We were in the middle of a conversation yesterday. I was in the middle of deep in thought.
It's,
this fucking guy, like a head on his swivel like we were in Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
you should have saw the way he twisted and looked
it's
at Jimmy.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Pink.
We got to get downstairs because we got the tees coming up.
He was rocking
it's
the shit out
it's
of
insane
it.
How handsome he is. It is. It's wrong.
He was handsome on the field yesterday too, in the rain.
BlueChew.com, unhinged. When you check out, you'll get a month's supply for free. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
And, right? And can I say this really quick? I'm thankful for Blue Chew, who identified this unhinged podcast, and they claimed it. Thank you to Blue Chew for making it theirs.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?